their payments are through the roof. Just about as many countries have huge debt payments that go to creditors each year, basically at the same level of the 1990s when there was a major debt crisis and we had to have this HIPC initiative. In fact, many African countries right now are spending more on external debt payments than they are for education, health, and climate finance. And so not only is that really grave for the present, but it's really going to take a bite out of their future.
So you're saying what's killing them isn't the actual amount of the loan, but the interest that they have to pay back.
Yeah, the interest and the maturity. So, you know, they borrowed a lot of money and now it's coming due, and it's coming due at a very tough time, when needs are so high after years of, COVID and climate shocks and impacts from sanctions and war, et cetera. The region's really been battered. They need more money than ever to not only recover, but to get on a better growth path. But they've got a lot of debt and the cost of it is increasing.
The Boston University Global Policy Center, which you lead, took a look at the numbers regarding Africa's debt to China in particular since 2007 up through this year. What does that show?
Well, overall, China is still a relatively small part of the Africa story in terms of stock. It's about 11%. The biggest external debtors for the African region, number one, are private bondholders, New York, London, et cetera. And number two are multilateral development banks like the World Bank and the African Development Bank. But China's increasingly become a larger piece of that pie, financing infrastructure, energy, and so forth, upwards of about $182 billion since 2000.
Huge number.
Huge amount of money, and it's had some real positive impacts, but it's also exacerbated some risks.
So when you have this size of debt, budgets like you have mentioned for other critical investments that can lead to jobs is slashed. How does this affect the populations in Africa trying to fight climate change or MPOX, which has, you know, come on the scene again?
Absolutely. They're less able to prevent and mitigate pandemics like COVID and MPOX. Climate change, the region's been just racked with droughts this year. Kenya, Zimbabwe, 60% of reduction in the corn crop. Really just unable to respond to these things because every dollar that they have to squeeze out of the taxes, a big chunk of it, upwards 50-60% for many countries, has to turn around and go back to bondholders in New York and London, at China, and also places like the World Bank and the African Development Bank. The region really needs a three-pronged effort. Number one is debt relief. They just can't afford to be able to do this, and the costs of doing it the way they're doing it are their own people today, their own people tomorrow, and it also has an effect on the world economy because Africa is such a big place. When it's not growing, it's dragging down global growth. In addition to debt relief, we need new money. New money has to generate economic growth so that can turn into tax dollars that employ people, obviously, but also can pay back debts and be used for investment into education, health, and climate resilience.